Adam Kinzinger trashed by left for allegedly mocking people with disabilities. By Joel B. Polak on July 27, 2022. Representative Adam Kinzinger, REEL, trended on Twitter on Wednesday evening as left-wing users expressed outrage at him for allegedly mocking people with disabilities and commenting on remarks on Tuesday by Vice President Kamala Harris. As Breitbart News reported, Harris introduced herself to a group of community activists by sharing her gender pronouns. In addition, as Breitbart News noted, she described herself as a woman wearing a blue suit on behalf of the visually impaired. Kinzinger seized on a video clip posted by the @Breaking9/11 account and criticized Harris without noting the context. Many Twitter users responded by accusing him of mocking the disabled. Some on the left saying they admired him for attacking former President Donald Trump as a member of the January 6th committee, but would not support him beyond that. Some immediately pointed out that other speakers had described themselves, aside from their pronouns, for the blind. "I really do think you're still a silly frat boy at heart," tweeted Joan Walsh, a left-wing pundit who writes for The Nation. Faced with criticism, Kinzinger did not apologize or clarify, rather, he accused his critics of not wanting to be challenged. Kinzinger ran for Congress in 2010 as a Tea Party Republican. Democrats redrew his district to force him to compete with another Republican. Following that bruising 2012 contest, he moved to the left. He became a strident critic of President Donald Trump and has been an eager participant in the January 6th committee, after Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, barred other Republicans. In 2022, Illinois Democrats rewarded him by redrawing him out of his district completely. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter @JoelPolak.